Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. What is a bed without a breakfast? I think it's a boring hotel room. That's why you want to go to the bed and the breakfast. We talk all about them today, right here. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. The Bed and Breakfast Association of Arkansas is a network of B&Bs, that's what they're called, you know, for short, with a purpose. Now, Susan Maddox, who has the Rosemont Bed and Breakfast right here in Little Rock, it's downtown, it's just beautiful. She invited me to come up to Pettigene Mountain at the William Rockefeller Institute and visit with some B&B owners and watch their demo that they had. And I just had an absolute wonderful time. The B&B Association is really for you, the consumer, so that you get the highest quality of stay, you know, for your rest and relaxation. And so that's what this association does. It networks ideas. They're the association that makes sure you have a stamp of approval on your B&B. And so I had an absolutely wonderful time. The first thing that we're going to listen to is the demo that the culinary staff at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute did. And it was wonderful. It was Eggs Benedict that was made for a group. So it was made in a cup, in a muffin cup, but they put the ham in first and then a little bit of the English muffin, and then the egg. And it was just so much fun. So I'm going to let you listen to the demo, and then we'll talk to some of the B&B owners. So here we go to the Bed and Breakfast Association of Arkansas.
So now we're going to move on to our deconstructed egg Benedict recipe.
Now I'm going to let Ross talk a little bit about that. Ross Carver is one of our sous chefs out here at the restaurant, and at the Institute, he's a graduate of the University of Arkansas.
That's right.
And he has been with us for a little over a year. So
I remember.
Okay. So we're gonna assemble these right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Just explain why they call it deconstructed.
Okay. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with the original Eggs Benedict, it's kinda like a fancy egg McMuffin where there's an English biscuit. English muffin sandwich with a slice of Canadian bacon and a poached egg cooked to your liking. Typically, it's cooked maybe where the yolk is a little runny. And it's topped with some hollandaise sauce. And so you can serve open or closed face. Typically, it's open face. But in this variation, what we're doing is we're going to kind of rearrange the ingredients so that we have all the same things essentially there, but it's going to look different. And we're going to take muffin tin and use slices of Pettigene ham as the cup for all of our ingredients. And throw it in the oven, and the egg's going to set up, and you're going to want to cook the egg. Well, you can obviously cook it hard if you like, but for presentation's sake, it's nice if you cook the yolk a little runny, so it has some nice sauce. Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. You're right. That's right. You can either use some Pam, or if you want to, you can use butter, which I would prefer butter, just because, I mean, butter obviously tastes nice. And so you you lube up your muffin pan prodigiously, and you start laying down the ham, just about a single layer on the inside, so you can get a nice sturdy base. You kind of push it in there so it's nice and friendly with itself. And then you take your English bread, your English muffins, which you take and you cut into cubes beforehand. Thank you. You take a few croutons, basically, raw croutons, essentially, and you put them in your ham cup. And you break an egg right on top. And most of it will stay in the cup. If you have a little runoff, it's okay. And then you throw them, after you make as many as you need, obviously, you throw them in the oven, after you season it, of course,
salt and pepper. We use kosher salt here. It's a nicer feeling, I guess. I don't know. I use it personally because it doesn't stick to your fingers so much whenever you season your things, season your food. And after about probably 15 minutes or so, you take them out and you cook them as long as you like. And we have a finished plate right here. I'm going to put it on like a bed of spring mix. We have some bacon on the side as well as the rösti, which we're going to cover in a little bit. And to top it, you use your traditional hollandaise sauce. And in order to make your hollandaise sauce, you have your double boil ready, where you add, first of all, your egg yolks. Into your egg yolks, add your lemon juice. And after you whisk this together, which I don't have a whisk.
What temperature do you set your oven at?
350.
Oh, it's not.
You whisk your egg yolks, so by the with the lemon juice, and you're going to incorporate some air into the egg yolks. So they're going to kind of turn lighter in color because of the air that you're whipping into it. And a byproduct also is that the egg yolks are going to increase in volume, like whipped cream or something like that. You whip them so they're just pretty well broken up, essentially. And you add it to your little boiler, and you whisk it over the heat, on a gentle heat like the double boiler. Now you don't have to use a double boiler, but it makes your job a lot easier. You can do it straight off, on and off the flame if you know what you're doing, I guess, or you know what to look for, essentially. Because as you cook the egg yolk, it'll start cooking up even more, and it'll also increase in volume even more. Little trick. I'm kind of planning ahead. I have my butter that I'm going to melt. I'm sticking it straight into the water so the double boiler will melt the butter. So when I'm ready for it, I can drizzle it into these eggs that I'm whisking.
And the reason that we're doing egg benedict deconstructed is to make it easy for you because they're an individual portion, you know?
And you do them all
at
one time.
Exactly. And fill up your muffin tin. You have 6 people, so if you have 12 or 24, then you can do that many.
It's really easy to work in large numbers when you do it this way, as opposed to poaching the eggs, which takes quite a lot of time and a lot of skill, and it's not something everyone has for a lot of time.
And another way to
hollandaise,
that, have you ever done
hollandaise
in a blender?
Yeah, it works great.
The blender's probably well suited better for a large thing like this, too. You can actually buy raw, well, they appear to be raw, but pasteurized eggs in the shell. They cost a little bit more, but if you're worried about that, if you have pregnant, elderly, very young guests, that's not a nice precaution to take.
Like your Caesar salad dressing. There's no cooking usually in that.
No.
At all.
Now, I don't know if you can see, but the egg yolks have changed a nice color, and they're also starting to thicken up a lot. So at this point, is where we add melted butter. You gotta do it a little bit at a time because since you're creating an emulsion, you're blending the oils with the water, essentially. It normally wouldn't go together, oil and vinegar. But since you have the egg yolk in there, that emulsifies and burns it together.
And Ross says, that's why he has yummy when you use a little bit of a rag or a dish of powder.
Yeah, it's a little hot. I don't really have much feeling in my hands anymore. And you can see the colors change even more now that I've added the butters. It just gets lighter and lighter in color. And you can season it, taste it. Pretty good. A lot of people add cayenne pepper. I think that's the traditional way to do it. I kind of like, where is it?
I just like using Tabasco or some sort of pepper sauce.
Yeah.
And then the hollandaise is ready to go. That's it. That's all there is to it. And then to finish it, just pour the hollandaise on top of your deconstructed eggs benedict. There you go. Maybe some herbs if you have them, if you like, whatever you like. And that's your basic eggs benedict, deconstructed with hollandaise.
And what are we doing now?
Rusty.
Rusty.
You
said
to keep it warm for about an hour. You can put it in.
A bain marie, which is basically another term for a water bath. It's a French term, and so you get the water hot, simmering, and then you just put it in a container, you know, like a stainless steel container or porcelain, whatever you have, and then set it inside a bain marie. And so you can do that on your stovetop, just leave the pot hot, or if you have a little a burner.
Okay, we're in the demo kitchen, so we're gonna see. We got people peeling potatoes for Rushdie. Let's see what else we got going here. This is fun. A lot of potato peelers. Oh, and there's some people working on the inverted. Let's go to. We'll talk to them. Excuse me. You're working on the inverted eggs Benedict. Have you done that one before?
Deconstructed.
Okay, tell me your name.
This is a first. Ray.
Ray, and you and Christy are up in that Lookout Point.
Lookout Point in Hot Springs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, have you done this one before in Hot Springs?
No.
It's brand new.
This is brand new.
Okay. Will you do it? You think?
It, so far, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Actually, if it's this easy, yeah.
A little twist to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of fun of it, isn't it?
Lookout Point twist.
You get the Lookout. The Lookout deconstructed eggs Benedict.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
So what's breakfast like every morning at Lookout Point?
It's busy. It's lots of fun, lots of people. And
when does morning start for you guys?
6:30.
So we're in the kitchen by 6:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. Yep. And we serve breakfast to up to 31 people and over a period of an hour and a half.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's not a small one bed.
No, it's not. It's not.
I can see this would be a great dish for a large number of people because we can use the muffin tins.
Yeah. Okay, we're making them over here, too. Let's see. You guys you're beating the people over here on muffins, deconstructed eggs Benedict.
You don't want to eat with us, Mary.
I know I will. So Susan's helping out here, and you've got you guys have already got your English muffin cubes in the cups.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Now, is this something, has anybody made this yet?
No.
This is new for everybody?
Absolutely.
I have always wanted
to serve. What are we making?
Eggs Benedict.
But I never was willing to deal with those poached eggs with people sitting at the table waiting for me not to fail.
So this is something you can do ahead of time.
Yes. Well, and it's just fail-safe because they're baked instead of poached.
Right.
Now, Susan, you're downtown in Little Rock at the Rosemont.
That's right.
And tell me your name.
I'm Sandy. I'm not a B&B owner. I'm here to talk. I'm here to do a session on life balance. So what
you're
people
just diving in though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, because I love this part. Yeah, I love this part. I love to eat like everybody else.
So you're talking about balancing between making breakfast for everybody else and your own life.
What my friend who invited me here said, who is a B&B owner, Kathy Kuykendall in Hot Springs, she said, you know, everyone who gets into this business loves to cook and or garden and or greet and make people feel at home, etc. But at the end, they're own personal life is right in the middle of their business, and they often get lost. It's like, what about me? So we're going to have some fun looking at how do you balance.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But meanwhile, I'm happy to be part of this and to dive in. And
look at you, and you are.
Yeah, it's fun.
Now, I don't know why they folded all those individual ham pieces, but I know. Now, and tell me where you're from.
I have a bed and breakfast in Hot Springs, Abelardian.
Okay, and tell me your name.
Terry Miller.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Uh-huh.
So, and this is, do you serve Eggs Benedict?
I have. I don't do it a lot. Well, I only have 2 guest rooms, so I can do Eggs Benedict for 4
right.
people, not
yeah.
too hard. It's not something I do all the time, because you'd be surprised how many people don't like hollandaise sauce. But it is.
Drink it.
But I would, yeah. But this would be really great because you could put it with or without the hollandaise sauce if
sure.
they really didn't want it.
And you still have a little breakfast casserole.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And your name?
I'm Terry Taylor.
And Terry, where's your B&B?
I'm a companion of Terry Miller.
Oh, great.
Who is a longtime friend. She has Abelard Inn in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So we decided to join her for the cooking class.
Yeah, nice. So you're making the hash browns.
I'm doing the hash browns.
Or where it's not, the rooski.
And I'm doing the bacon.
Okay, the candied bacon.
I'm doing the candied bacon.
That's one of my favorites.
Another thing I do when I make the candied bacon, I put fresh cracked black pepper on it,
ooh.
Along with the brown sugar, and it adds a different taste dimension.
Oh, it sounds fabulous.
So,
okay, and they just put in some oatmeal, and this looks wonderful. Okay, I'm not going to bother you. I don't want to.
Not a problem. We're good.
You're rocking and rolling
okay.
over here.
I'm going to have to use the
We got people grating. We got people chopping. I'm going to get out of here. I'm in the way.
Now I'm going to talk to one of the B&B owners. Her name's Anita Derrick, and I know Anita from way back. And she has a beautiful bed and breakfast in Lakeview, Arkansas. So here's Anita.
Trying to get the door open.
That's okay. So I'm with Anita. And Anita Derrick runs a B&B up close to Mountain Home.
In Lakeview.
In Lakeview.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Old Ferry Road B&B, and you must be on an Old Ferry Road.
We are. At one point in time, our little lane that's our driveway actually went down to the White River, and supposedly there was a ferry at the end of it that would take you across.
Oh, how nice. And so in 2006, you opened up, and so we're at the B&B Association meeting, and you're learning lots of stuff about food and how to run a B&B and meeting others and...
It's always a really informative get-together.
Now, I'm looking at your the cookbook, and I thought this was the first one, but it's called Inspiring Ideas for Fabulous Foods. It's the Association Cookbook, and you told me this is not the first.
No, I think this may be the fifth cookbook.
And it's all recipes from inn owners.
It is indeed.
And you sell these in all the inns? Or?
We do. Generally, the bed and breakfast have a small gift section, and... this is one of the things that we always offer.
And how do you keep coming up with stuff to put out 5 different cookbooks?
Well, you know, bed and breakfast owners change, and so each owner puts their own twist on the recipes and the foods that they offer. And all of us that enjoy cooking are constantly finding new recipes, and we want to share them.
So what's the normal breakfast for you up in Lakeview?
Well, generally breakfast is going to be a multi-course event, so you'll start with a fruit course, then a savory course, and then a breakfast dessert.
So what's that for you? What's one of your favorites anyway?
Oh,
the one that is maybe requested?
Raspberry soup is a favorite for the first
yum.
Course. And for the savory course, one of the most popular breakfasts is the scotch egg with the hollandaise sauce. And for finales, a puff pastry with chocolate and cream filling.
No one goes hungry at the Old Ferry Road B&B, do they?
No, not ever.
And do you ever get tired of cooking or finding new stuff? Or?
No, I love to cook.
Well, Anita, I can't wait. I want to come up to the Old Ferry Road B&B.
Well, I look forward
to having you. Will you put me to work?
You bet. I've had your food. I know how well you cook. You come right on.
That'd be fun. Thank you, Anita.
We're going to talk to Sandra Knapp, who has a B&B in Leslie, Arkansas. So here we go to talk to Sandra.
So I'm with Sandra, is it Knapp?
Knapp, uh-huh.
From Killebrew House in Leslie. Killebrew House in Leslie,
in
Arkansas.
In Leslie, Arkansas.
And I'm fascinated because you are just having people stay there and they eat at Serenity Farms, but you're going to start breakfast.
Yes, I'm starting breakfast this year. They go to Serenity Farms Bakery or world-renowned, state-renowned Leslie Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and I've been to Leslie. Leslie's a charming community.
Thank
it really
you.
Is. And is there only one B&B in Leslie?
Yes, only one B&B.
So where do the people that stay at your B&B, where do they come from?
Most of the people that stay at our house are guests of people in Searcy County.
Oh, uh-huh. So you're like the local hotel.
I am. And we have mostly people that we know mm-hmm. They know people that we know.
Now, do you have rooms in your home with separate bathrooms, or how is yours set up?
We have three rooms with their own bathrooms, and then we have two rooms that share a hallway bathroom,
oh, okay.
like the old B&Bs.
Yeah.
So we have five bedrooms in all.
And so a whole family could stay there.
Oh, yes.
You probably have had that.
We've had that.
Now, when you start serving breakfast, where will they eat? Will they eat in your dining room?
They'll eat in the dining room.
Okay. And what is that going to mean for you as far as, you know, the change it'll take in your bed and breakfast, Leslie?
Well, of course, a lot more work for me. And I might even have to add another person.
Yeah.
Mainly my husband and I do all the work right now, so...
And people don't realize how much work it is just
they
to
really
change
don't.
Sheets and clean rooms. And yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
Uh-huh.
So you'll start serving, do you have an idea about when you'll start serving breakfast?
Probably around Leslie homecoming time.
When is that?
That's third weekend in June.
Okay, so mid 2010.
Uh-huh. Mid 2010.
Well, I can't wait. I'll keep up with you and find
come
out.
Come see us.
In the Killebrew House.
The Killebrew House in Leslie.
Now, is it on the main drag in Leslie?
It's on Main Street, about a half block from Serenity Farms Bakery and Leslie Cafe.
All right.
So our people can walk to those.
But from now on, they'll only have to have lunch there and dinner, maybe.
Right.
I think that's fantastic. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
I'll let you get back to your bacon.
Finally today, we're going to talk to Christy Russett, who has an absolutely beautiful B&B in Hot Springs that I have stayed at called Lookout Point. Christy and her husband built this beautiful inn. It's really not a B&B, it's an inn, and it is charming. And she's also the president of the Bed and Breakfast Association of Arkansas. So here we go to Christy.
So I'm with Christy Russett, who has a beautiful... one of the prettiest B&Bs I've ever been to over in Hot Springs, Lookout Point.
Thank you so much.
Now, I know that you built this to be a B&B.
Yes, we built it as an inn. We built it with 10 rooms, and we expanded, and now we have 13, and it's fun.
And you live there as well?
We
are close.
Yes, we live close by. We used to live right under the same roof and needed a little bit of separation, so we live just right nearby now.
And what I do know about Lookout Point is that you have these really beautiful rooms and a lovely kind of lobby, library, sitting area, snack area, and you do a gorgeous breakfast and sometimes even bring in lunch and dinner for people.
We actually do a wonderful gourmet breakfast every morning for up to 31 people, but now we do our own lunches by reservation. We do high teas once a month. We make wonderful dessert every afternoon for our guests, and we just love to eat and celebrate life.
You know, I think what's really unique about Lookout Point as far as a B&B is concerned is that a whole family can go there, and I think you've done that before.
We not only accept children, especially ages 6 and over, but we welcome dogs, too. We have dog-friendly rooms, and that sets us apart from a lot of other inns because we think dogs are a part of the family.
Yeah, I know. I know the ones that we have are. I also know that you are the president of the Bed and Breakfast Association of Arkansas.
That's correct. I'm finishing up this year as president.
Now, this is not an elaborate association with lots of high-tech, you know, people working on websites and a big board of directors. It's all volunteer board and volunteer association. And tell our listeners a little bit about what that means as far as a B&B is concerned.
We think it's important to be a part of an association, of a statewide association, for several reasons. One is that innkeeping can be a lonely business. We see people all the time, but we don't have time for much of a social life. When we get together with other innkeepers, it's that support and fellowship that we support each other and encourage each other and tell a lot of stories. But the professionalism, we learn from each other as innkeepers, and we teach each other tricks of the trade, and innkeepers are the friendliest and most, the group most willing to share with each other. We will help each other succeed in business. Yeah. We want the other inns to succeed.
Right.
The other part that's really important about a bed and breakfast or an inn is that inspections are really important. Every member of the BBAA, the Bed and Breakfast Association of Arkansas, has been inspected for safety, for health concerns, for all sorts of criteria that we are inspected on. So you can guarantee that it's a quality place.
Yeah, so the rooms are clean and the breakfast is served in a sanitary place. And
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know that you do lots of individual diets for people that are gluten-free, people that are, you know,
right,
diabetic or whatever. So.
Right. We can do any kind of special request diet anybody has, from food sensitivities to food allergies. In fact, at the International Innkeepers Association coming up next month, I'm teaching a course on food allergies and how to work with our guests who have food allergies. And if they come with a long string of food allergies and sensitivities, my question is, what do you normally eat for breakfast and how can we make it perfect for you?
So, you know, there's a statewide B&B association, and are a lot of those are also people that belong to International Innkeepers?
Many people also belong to PI, which is the Professional Association of Innkeepers International. Many of the statewide also belong to that, and it's just at the next level of innkeeping.
So, you know, I know that there's lots of inns in the state of Arkansas, and they're not all members of the B&B association, but people really need to look maybe for one that is, because you will guarantee cleanliness and, you know, you've been inspected and that. Yeah.
Right. That's right. And there are some people will say, I will not stay at a B&B because they have old myths that I'm staying in somebody's house, or I have to sit at breakfast and talk to strangers, or I have to share a bathroom. And that's just not the case. Probably 99% of all B&Bs today have their own private bathrooms. They have it's run by professional innkeepers. You don't feel like you're staying in somebody's home.
Exactly.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful gourmet breakfast, and you're pampered by the innkeeper.
Yeah. And it is very personal because you know people's names, and you know people. You have people come back over and over and over again. You probably have that very thing.
That's right. This past weekend, seven of our rooms were occupied with people who had been with us before, and we care about them and celebrate their high moments in life.
Yeah, I've also noticed that when you go to an inn, you know, it's like, you know, here's your key, and, well, I don't have my card with me. I'll bring it down later. And it's really laid back in a way.
That's right.
That it's not
That's
at a
right.
hotel.
When people check in, they'll pull out their credit cards. Oh, you can wait till you to check out. It doesn't matter to us. It's fine.
It's not like you're going to steal stuff out of our rooms, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we have our gift shop is open. We don't have any locks on it. We almost have no shrinkage, no loss. We have luxury robes in every room. We've never had anybody take a robe.
Yeah.
It's just goers are the best people in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. You all have just been fixing some amazing food. Anything you're going to take back with you?
Well, some of this I have already done, but I am going to take back the, I just forgot the name of it, the decompressed, no,
deconstructed.
Deconstructed.
Eggs Benedict.
The deconstructed Eggs Benedict is going back with us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful meal.
And my husband has always been scared to make hollandaise sauce.
Not anymore.
And he conquered it.
Good for him. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, Christy. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mary.
Bye.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. I had such a delightful time talking to all these B&B owners, and you can find out more about B&Bs in Arkansas at their website. It's very simple, bedandbreakfastarkansas.com, and they have them all listed. It's unbelievable. Or you can go to my website, arkansascooks.com. I'll have the information there as well. If you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from you folks. Also, let me know what you think of my new website. There's a lot of good recipes and podcasts of past shows, so let me know what you think. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Susan Maddox for inviting me up to the B&B Association of Arkansas and their meeting. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. Also, thanks for the tremendous help that I get from Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short for bad food. So only eat good food. Eat it with great people, people you love. It'll taste so much better.